Okay, Bob Bertog joins us again. It's a Wednesday, and it's about this time, 1:13, when he comes on and answers our lawn and landscaping questions. Bob, how much longer are we going to be having these conversations this year, you and me?
Well, if you look at the calendar, it's going to be in the 50s for at least another week. So I'd say, well, actually, I'm going to be in studio next Wednesday. So
oh, hooray. Oh, I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, but I mean, but if nothing else, we will still have things to talk about. I was busy in my lawn last weekend.
Well, here's the weird one. I'm sure people have seen it. If people call in, their azaleas are in bloom now.
Yes.
The magnolia outside my office is in bloom.
Yes.
It's crazy. These plants are so confused.
I just
hope they survive the winter.
Yeah, we walked by them, and Brenda pointed that out the other day. What do you mean survive the winter?
Well, right now, if the plants are confused, so they have to go. They think it's spring, and they're going to have to go through a recycle again to shut down for the winter, before winter. And if we get a cold snap, which doesn't look like we're going to get a hard freeze right away, that could freeze the buds and it could freeze the plant and kill it. But let's hope that doesn't happen. But you know, there's nothing we can't control it. So.
And a landscape guy asked me if I wanted him to sort of clean the yard, you know, clear all the leaves out, take out the thatch or give it a good raking, whatever they do, you know, to make the yard look pretty for the winter. What advice do you have for people when that guy comes around and says, I'll clean up the yard for you?
Well, I'm a big fan of getting the leaves off the grass because it shades the grass. And even though the grass isn't actively growing, if you have a dark environment where mold spores can colonize, you can get moldy grass, and it's just not good. You want the grass to be dried out for the winter and not have an environment where mold can start to colonize. But so, and then you want to cut the grass a little shorter too, for the same reason. You don't want the plants or the grass blades to flop over and mm-hmm. again create that dark environment.
Questions for Bob Bertog, the president of the Bertog Landscape Company, about thistle, about seeding and patching a lawn, about throwing down a whole new lawn with seed, about, ginkgo trees, tulip bulbs, hydrangeas. You got a question? Bob will do his best to answer them. Bob Bertog, the president of the Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling. You ready, Bob?
Sure, let's go.
Can I still plant grass seed or patch my lawn now?
I would wait until after Thanksgiving and do what's called dormant overseeding.
That means go ahead and put it down now that the ground is cold enough that the seeds won't germinate and they'll be, lo and behold, planting roots in the spring.
Correct. And if you do it, because the temperatures are supposed to be in the 50s for the next week or two, I'd play it safe and do it after Thanksgiving.
How can I get rid of thistle?
Thistle is one of your most hard to control plants. You can do physical removal or hit it with a non-selective herbicide, but you're going to have to hit it a couple of times if you use a herbicide. And it has a very, very deep taproot, so you're better off trying to hit it several times with a herbicide.
In the spring or now?
In the spring. And any herbicides now aren't going to do anything. The weeds are not active right now.
And if the root goes all the way down, as the plant's not active, it's not going to take that non-selective herbicide all the way down to where you want it anyway, right?
Right. So if you wanted to do anything now, you could mechanically chop it down, and then you've injured the plant. And as it comes up in the spring, it'll be a much smaller plant, and then that's when you start hitting it with the herbicide, and it should knock it out pretty quickly.
Okay. That's what I usually do. You know what I do, Bob? I do that, and then I say, this'll do for now. This'll do for now. That's what I say, Bob.
Okay, got it.
Let's go to Dave. You're on WGN. Dave, you've got a question for Bob Bertog. How can we help you?
Hey, I got mango trees growing in my apartment. They're only about 2.5 to 3 feet high, about a dozen of them, because I have such great sunlight coming through. And I've always had this idea of transporting them to southern Florida, where I want to, you know, put them in a natural, real environment, because I don't know how much longer they can survive where they are. They're about 3 years old. And I'm wondering if there's anything I should be careful of if when I take them out of the pot and put them into a bed or whatever they're called. They're like wooden boxes. That kind of mimic a garden?
Well, it sounds like if you have the good environment down in Florida, it's no different than transplanting something here. But I'm not familiar with mango plants, so I don't know how sensitive they are to transplanting. But it would be no different than doing something here. You just be careful with the roots when you take it out of the pot.
Yeah. Okay. And offhand, I obviously can't take these on the plane, and I don't want to drive down there with these. Is there any such thing as some kind of service that transports plants cross country you know of?
Wow, Uber plants we're looking for. Who knows? Somebody out there may know that. And if Bob doesn't, 312-981-7200, call me. Bob?
I would talk to a florist because they send stuff across the country
all the time.
So
that's true. That's
great. I go to a florist.
That's an interesting idea. Okay, good luck to you down there, and thanks for listening up here. How about Bill? You're on WGN with Bob Bertog. Bill, how can we help you?
Quick question. I'm getting ready to put down some winterizer, and being as warm as it is it too early? Should I wait maybe till after Thanksgiving? Or
for the winterizer, that's fertilizer, right?
Yeah, winterizer, fertilizer.
Hey, Bobby, what do you say?
No, it's fine to put it down now. The way that the product is made, it's encapsulated, so it breaks down very slowly. So the temperature really won't have an effect on the winterizer fertilizer. You're fine to do it now.
Hey, Bob, I'm going to install a new driveway. The contractor said because I'm going between two big trees, I should have a company come out and cut the roots so that when they come to dig up the soil and excavate them, they're not ripping the roots. I don't want to lose these big trees. Do you agree?
Yes, it's called root excavation, but I would also be careful how close to the trunk you are where you're not cutting like a huge 6-inch root. If it's just minor root pruning, it's very common to do that when people build houses or driveways, like you're saying. Yes, you would root prune it because if a backhoe comes in there and just starts ripping at those roots, it's going to do a lot more damage than if you do the root pruning.
Get a load of this, Mr. Bertog. There used to be a tree in the boulevard. That's what I'll call it, the area between my sidewalk and our street. So I think that's city property. Used to be a tree there. It's long gone. I was walking along there the other day, and my foot kind of went down. So while the sod on top, the grass was supporting me, there wasn't hardly anything underneath. I had a sinkhole that was 3 feet deep and fairly wide. I'm like, what the hell? And as I was kind of digging around out there, I was pulling out the like old rotten wood. And I think that was the root structure from the old tree that's decayed so much now. The ground's caving in. I hope that's it. Have you ever seen anything like that, Bob?
What you're describing is exactly what is happening. It's the roots that decay, which obviously then that space, as it decays, it compresses. And then, it creates a sinkhole, which is very common.
I'm really glad to hear that because I thought something catastrophic was happening and my house was going to fall into the ocean.
No.
Should
not,
I?
Not in your neighborhood.
Well, or whatever. I mean, it's like now, it's one of those things where you go, now what? We just got the thing fixed. Now we got a hole in the yard. Should I replace dense yew now or wait until the spring?
If you can find a nursery where they're out of the ground, I'd go ahead and put them in, but I wouldn't go to a nursery and have them dug to put them in now. Plants prefer to be in the ground for the winter, so if you can find a nursery that still has them and they're in good shape, sure, go ahead and plant them now.
That's a refrain from you generally, isn't it? Plants don't want to be in pots. They want to be in the earth, so if you can at all transplant them, better to do that than leave them in the pot. Is that right?
Depending on the plant, there's certain, obviously, house plants stay in the pot forever and you just get a bigger pot. But if it's something in a container, like a lot of people put boxwoods in pots, which they're not supposed to die every year, but what happens is the pots are out in the cold and they freeze. So the roots freeze and it kills the plant.
So about boxwood, 630 said, my boxwood bushes planted 4 years ago need to be cut back. When can I cut them? And can I cut off a third, says Carol in Downers Grove.
You can cut, if you want to cut a third of them, I would not suggest doing that. Maybe over two seasons you could do that. And you want to do that in the dead of winter. And as far as if you're just trimming off fresh growth from this year, you miss the window. I'd wait till spring. Because if you expose the tips of those boxwoods, you have to remember boxwood's an evergreen. So it's constantly transpiring, oxygen in, carbon dioxide. And you're going to have a wound at the end of the leaf, and it'll burn the tips of the leaves. So I'd wait till spring to do seasonal trimming. Wait till spring.
773, can you ask Bob the following? My lawn got infested with crabgrass. I sprayed them with a crabgrass killer, and it worked. Should I do something else now to prevent it from coming back in the spring?
No, do it in the spring. You want to put down a pre-emergent in April.
In April. And, Bob, what's the rule of thumb? Isn't there one about, like, when these weeds come up, or, say, dandelions, do you wait before or after the yellow turns white or anything like that?
The best time to kill any weed is when it's flowering. So dandelions, when you see the yellow all over, that's the time to spray it. Creeping Charlie, we get a lot of calls about that. When you see the purple flower in the spring, that's the time to spray it, because the plant is spending all its energy on producing those flowers. And then when you hit it with a herbicide, it's saying, oh boy, that's not good timing. So that's the best time to get them.
Now, do the weeds actually say, oh boy, Bob?
Hey, everybody's sensitive, right?
Bob Bertog is the president of the Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling. Always nice to have your advice. And yeah, as long as the weather's good, let's keep doing this, Bob.
All right. I'll see you in studio next week, John.